ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
श्रीशुक
उवाच,
कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 37 टेक्स्ट 1 एंड 2।
महितः खुरैर्महि महाहयो निर्जरयन् मनोजवः सतावधूता ब्रविमान संकुलं कुर्वन्नभो हे सितभीषिताखिलः।
Like we read earlier, Kansa, he had ordered Keshi to go to Braj and kill Krishna and Balram. When Keshi went, this happened at night, that the order was given to him at night, so at night he stayed at his home and in the morning he went. Keshi was actually not any less fortunate than Akura. He left Mathura to come to Braj. And the Lord had gone to graze the cows. And early in the morning, he was met with this Keshi. So a question comes up, how he reached so quickly from Mathura to Nandgaon so early? Oh, Vrindavan.
बात यह है कि भगवान श्री कृष्ण ने अपने स्वजनों के साथ गोचारण के लिए अपना डेरा बदलते रहते थे।
Actually, what happened was, Lord Krishna, he used to go to different places every day with his friends and his cows.
उन घर था भगवान का, लेकिन वहाँ से गौओं को चराने के लिए घूमते थे।
Nandgaon was his house, but from there he used to leave and he used to roam around different forests. Because in one place all the cows could not be safe. They would need so much grass and water. If you keep 900,000 cows in one place, then in one day they would eat all the grass. Therefore, Krishna used to go to different forests in the 84 kosas of Braj land in different places every day. Also to roam around. And Krishna Balaram did not graze all the cows. Only a few they used to take with them. They were in charge. They used to graze elsewhere. You can understand those devotees, they are from village, they graze cows and buffaloes, how they have to go to different places all the time. Four months of the year they graze them on the hills and the mountains.
केवल गोशाला देखने वाले लोग नहीं समझ पाएंगे।
Those that only have seen Goshala, they would not be able to understand how Krishna used to graze the cows.
ही नहीं है चराने
In Goshala, the cows don't go out in the forest to graze, so we don't have experience to see that. But those who have seen or grazed the cows outside in the forest the whole year around, they will be able to understand this better.
नंद गांव में रहते तो मूल घर था लेकिन उस समय वे इसी जमुना के किनारे रह रहे थे तो केशी आया
सो दे वर ऑन द बैंक्स ऑफ द जमुना एंड केशी केम
केशी तू कौन सा शब्द तू शब्द लगा रहे सुखदेव गोस्वामी
सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज यूजिंग द वर्ड तू केशी तू कौन सा प्रहिता
केशी तू तू शब्द कोई हम लोग हिंदी में तो कहते हैं कभी कभी अरे वह तो
मीन्स वेन
तो कहते हैं तो अरिष्ट से भी ज्यादा बदमाश थी ये कहने का सुन
बिफोर दिस द लॉर्ड हैड किल्ड अरिष्टासुर नाउ व्हेन ही इज सेइंग केशी तू मीन्स दिस केशी आफ्टर किलिंग अरिष्टासुर केशी ही वाज so much worse than Aristasur.
और अरिष्ट से भी अधिक बलवान था.
He was much more stronger.
कहने के लिए सुखदेव गोस्वामी तू कार का प्रयोग कर रहे.
He was more strong than Aristasur.
कैसे यह महाखल था और
and bigger demon. So Sukadev Goswami has used this word too in the first line. Speaking to Narad Muni, he had sent Keshi.
कंस प्रहित श्रीता सनातन गोस्वामी कहते हैं स्वतः एव महादुष्ट
कंस प्रहित सेंट बाय कंस ऑन दिस श्रीला सनातन गोस्वामी हैज एक्सप्लेन्ड
दुष्ट तार्थम महादुष्टेन कंसेन तत्र प्रेषित इति हमारे यहाँ एक कहावत कहते हैं
In our village, there is a saying.
एक तकराईली दुजे नीम पर सवार. करेला कितना तीखा होता है?
That करेला is so bitter that if you take the करेला wine and make it climb on a neem tree,
तब कितना तीखा होगा?
How much more bitter it will be? Neem and karela, the bitter melon, together it becomes more bitter. In the same way, this super dushta, rascal, demoniac Keshi, and on top of that, he got order from the bigger demon Kamsa. So he left. He left with such a speed. Srila Sukadev Goswami says, Mano Java. Java means speed. Mana Java means speed of mind. In other words, he can go anywhere in a moment. He was very fast. His speed was speed of mind. Not that he was going at the speed of mind, but it is a way of explaining how fast he was going.
गुरु जी चले तो दिन भर लग गया मंद गति से चले थे रथ पर घोड़े हाथ नहीं रहे घोड़ा
अक्रूर जी व्हेन ही लेफ्ट विद हिज चैरियट एंड ही इज मेकिंग द हॉर्सेस गो स्लोली एंड बट दिस हॉर्स
घोड़ा बन करके ही आएगा
ही टुक द फॉर्म ऑफ द हॉर्स This Keshi. All these demons, whenever they used to come to Braj, they would either take the form of an animal or or gopas. They used to think that they could trick Krishna and they could kill him in this way. They were thinking that Krishna and Balram won't kill animals, especially a bull or a donkey. So they were taking all these forms and coming. So this one became a horse. Sukadev Goswami is calling him Mahahaya, huge horse, very huge. He was so heavy and so huge and so big that when he was running, he had to jump and run very high and fast. He used to make big jumps. That wherever he used to land in his hoof, there many tons of rocks used to come out of the earth. He used to make a big hole in the ground. He used to nirjarayan, ripping apart. He used to, wherever he would run, he will rip up the ground. Like you see these machines. Even if he had these roads, and if he had run on these roads, he would have finished all these roads. He was so strong. And the mane, Sata. Sata means the mane, hairs of his mane. That's why he was called Keshi, because his kesh, his hairs on his neck were very, very long. Just like the Lord has given hair on the head for the humans, He has given hairs on the neck for the donkeys and these horses. When he was moving, his hairs of his mane used to scatter everywhere, and so much so they would hide the clouds. And even the demigods' airplanes almost were hit by his hairs of his mane. They did not fall, but they used to have a hard time controlling their airplanes. How big his body must be that he can reach so high he used to jump that the airplanes and the clouds used to get scattered. The demigods had come in their airplanes to see what this Keshi is going to do. But when he was running, he moved his hairs so wildly that all their airplanes and clouds got scattered. His voice, his sound, it's the neighing of Hesit. Hesit is called the neighing of the horse. And his neighing frightened everyone.
Hinayana said of visit of Akhila, Sara Vishwa dar gaya.
The whole world became afraid. As far as his sound of his neighing reached, everyone was shivering out of fear.
Vishal netro vikata se kotaro.
Sukadeva Goswami is explaining as if he is in deep meditation. He is seeing all this.
Vishal netre jasya sam. Jiske dono aankhein bahut vishal thi.
Compared to the elephants, the horses have very big eyes. Elephants have big body but very small eyes.
कुछ लोग कहते हैं भगवान ने इसीलिए इसको छोटी आँख दिया कि कहीं बड़ी आँख से अपने को देख लेगा तो इसका अभिमान और बढ़ जाए.
Some people say the Lord gave the elephant such small eyes because if he given him big large eyes and if he could see himself, maybe he will become more puffed up looking at his own body. So Hathi, the elephant, is never able to see himself. He has such huge ears that he cannot see his own body. He had a huge mouth.
Brihat galo aur gala bahut brihat tha dono tarah se, ek to bahut lambi gardan,
and his neck was very long and very huge
aur bahut moti
and very thick, strong.
Neel mahabudopam aur wah,
and his complexion was bluish. Sukadev Goswami is saying that if I could give him, compare his complexion, he was like bluish and blackish clouds. He is explaining his body. He is saying he is, this Keshi was Durashay. His desire in his heart was very bad. In his heart, he wanted to just kill Krishna. He wanted to do good for Kamsa, because Kamsa had explained to him that night that I am supposed to die by the hands of Krishna Balaram. So Keshi wanted to do good for his master, Kamsa.
बलराम के हाथ से है कि कृष्ण के हाथ से, जिसके हाथ से है उसी को मारूंगा. तो उसने बताया था उसमें जो कृष्ण है उसी के हाथ से मेरी, क्योंकि वही अटैक.
Keshi had asked him that the two brothers Krishna and Balaram, who is meant to who is going to be the cause of your death, tell me and I will kill him. And Kamsa said Krishna, the black one. So as Keshi has set out to kill Krishna. What was this he wanted to do for Kamsa? Kamsa is my friend and I should save him from death. Sent by Kamsa, Durashay, with bad desires in his heart. As soon as he left Mathura, this was in his mind, his meditation, that somehow or other he has to keep Keshi, he has to keep Kamsa alive. There is, in my opinion, there is no such gentleman like my master Kamsa in this world. Live. In this way he is maintaining the contaminated desires in his heart. Every person carries some desires in their heart.
अपने अपनी दृष्टि होती है और हो सकता है कि
एवरीवेयर
दृष्टि अच्छे लोगों के प्रति बुरी हो.
Everyone has their drishti. It's possible that they look at good people with a bad drishti, thinking how bad they are, and they may look at the demoniac person thinking how good they are, according to their vision. See, in this world, sometimes people say so-and-so is a very demoniac person, and somebody else may say, oh, he's a very gentleman, he is very gentlemanly.
Kaun se ko jeena chahiye parantu Krishna ko tatkal mara jana chahiye, wo theek nahi hai. Ye isko duraasraya dusit aas bahut galat irada laga liya ki Nanda Maharaj ki gave is samay kahan rahi thi.
He went to Nanda's braja. He found out where are Nanda Maharaj's cows right now? And he went there.
Vrindasya Vrajam Jagam. Vrajam Kaya Vishasan Fit Dere Kampayan. Vrajam Kampayan. Kampayan Vrajam Jagam. Gaya Vraj mein to Vraj ko pura ang bhavulit karta hai. Kampata
hai. He's explaining. Vrajam Kampayam. Kampang means he is shaking everything. As he was going to Braj, he is shaking everything, the houses, the trees, the animals. There's two meanings. When he started to go to Braj, jumping and moving, the earth, the Braj Bhumi, started to shake.
सब घर द्वार वृक्ष आदि
होम्स ट्रीज एटसेट्रा दे वर टेरिफाइड एंड दे वर शेकिंग.
इसका एक और फिर है कि ब्रज में जितने जीव थे उसकी बोली सुन.
ऑल्सो देयर इज अनदर मीनिंग दैट इन ब्रज एज मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ लिविंग एंटिटीज दैट वर देयर जस्ट बाय हियरिंग केशीज साउंड and by seeing they were all shaking in fear. Kampan
brajam kampayan jagam kaun braj mein nandasya brajam nand ke braj mein
gaya. Leela happened right here where we're sitting on the banks of Jamuna.
Tadhe sitar bal bhuni tandulam atma namado brajam tamagrani uta bhayat sabya nagan mrigendra.
Shri
Bhagavan ne dekha.
Shri Krishna, he saw. Shri Bhagavan saw.
Dekha.
What did he see?
Tam.
Tam. He saw him.
Keshi ko Bhagavan ne dekha.
The Lord saw Keshi.
Keshi. Brajam trasva gokulam trasayantam. कि हमारे गोकुल को इस तरह से त्रस्त कर दिया है कर रहा.
The Lord saw that my Gokul, he is destroying in this way.
Sara Gokul trashta, Gokul se tatpar se sari gau mein.
Whole Gokul means all the cows stopped eating, their ears are standing up, and they were shaking in fear. And all the birds and the humans, devotees were running here and there. Everyone was thinking, a great misfortune has come, and this animal is definitely going to kill all of us. Sukadeva Goswami says, the Lord saw Bhagwan Tras Yantam Bhagwan Swa Gokulam, my Gokul. He is giving Tras to my Gokul. He is terrifying my Gokul. And the Lord saw how was he terrifying everybody. It seemed just by his neighing, people were about to get heart attack.
तदेशितम और बाल विघोर तांबुलम और फिर भगवान ने देखा आकाश के तरफ तो
देन द लॉर्ड सॉ टुवर्ड्स द स्काई
वेग से तो भगवान ने देखा ऐसे नहीं चल रहे हैं बादल कभी कोई इधर उधर हो रहा है आकाश में भगवान ने देखा
यूजुअली द क्लाउड्स मूव फ्रॉम द फोर्स ऑफ द विंड वेरी स्मूथली बट इट वाजंट लाइक दैट ही सॉ दैट द क्लाउड्स वर ऑल शेकिंग And they were thrown here and there.
ये क्या हो रहा है?
And Lord Krishna thought, what is this?
भगवान यहाँ भी देख रहे हैं अपने केसों से बादलों को ऐसे कर रहा है.
Then Krishna saw that he was not doing on purpose. With his, as he was moving fast, his hairs were disturbing the clouds.
इतने उड़ रहे थे कि वो बादल छट रहे थे अथवा जानबूझकर के सचमुच को उपद्रव कर रहा है.
Or he was on his own. He was deliberately doing that. He was thinking.
कठोर बोली बोलेंगे तो कितने लोग उसको सुनकर के मर जाएंगे.
He was thinking. That if I become so terrifying and I make these terrible sounds, so many people will die just from hearing me and seeing me.
ऐसा होगा या कृष्ण की रक्षा करने वाले जो लोग हैं, जैसे बलराम आदि, ये लोग हमारी बोली से डर कर भाग जाएंगे.
Or those who are trying to protect Krishna, like Balram and others, they will see and hear my form and they will run away in fear. And then Krishna was there, will be left alone, and then I will get him. Also, for this reason, he was making this loud sound. The Lord saw that he is looking for me. How did the Lord know that he is looking for him?
ये पता नहीं लग रहा था कि वो कहाँ पर गरज रहा है निकट आ गया था बिल्कुल केशी तीर्थ के पास
He was not able to tell where he is, but from the sound he could tell that he was very close near the Keshi Ghat.
उसके आसपास वो आ गया
He must be around that area.
जमुना के किनारे जो परिक्रमा का मार्ग ऐसे गए
The Lord went from this side, Parikrama Marg, he went from this side.
छिप छिप करके
Hiding he went.
अग्रणी ही यहाँ लिखा गया अग्रणी का एक अर्थ है कि युद्ध में पीठ नहीं दिखाने वाले अथवा अग्रणी का अर्थ है कि गोकुल के सभी लोगों को अपने पीछे करके पीठ के पीछे
अग्रणी द वर्ड अग्रणी मीन्स ही वॉज नॉट गोइंग टू शो हिज बैक टू दिस एनिमी और अनदर मीनिंग वुड बी दैट ही वॉज कीपिंग ऑल द ब्रजवासीज बिहाइंड हिम टू कीप देम सेफ
देखा जब भगवान ने तो उसको बुलाए
When the Lord saw him, he called him. The Lord did not say, come here. He did not talk like that. He talked in the language of the horse, language of the horses. If there's anybody who knows how to deal with horses, how they call horses, And they would understand. The Lord called him in that language. He has come in the form of horse, so the Lord is going to talk to him in the language of the horse. There is a way of calling different personalities, different people, different animals. When Krishna calls the cows, when he calls bulls, he has a different kind of word, he uses different sound. He does not say like, come here, cow, he does not say like that. When they move the hull cow or when somebody is driving the carriage horse carriage tangas they have a special language like in Kurukshetra when the Lord was driving the horses he used to talk to the horses, like that. He used to talk to them in the... And according to that, he used to pull the reins. And here, the Lord is calling the horse. I don't know how they call the horse. Somebody is imitating. The Lord called him like that. Very nice imitation. When the Lord called him, come in this way. So that horse responded by roaring like a lion. First he had been making noises, neighing like a horse, but when Krishna challenged him to approach, he responded like a lion. He was actually a demon. He could make any kinds of sound. Even ordinary artists in the dramas, we see sometimes they sound like a parrot, sometimes like a lion, a dog, sometimes like humans. So he roared like a lion. In other words, Keshi was trying to tell him, you really think I'm a horse that you're calling me like a horse? I am something else. Next
3.
When he saw the Lord standing before him, such a beautiful person, such a beautiful form. But that demon, he could not develop even a little bit of love. In fact, he got more angry. It was not possible for anyone except the Lord to have the courage to come in front of Keshi. To control him is far away. Just to come near him is impossible. Because he was the Supreme Lord, he was so fearless, he could go in front of this Keshi. And he seemed unconquerable. No one else could come near him. So he came near Lord. How he came? He was shouting, he was making roaring like a lion, so his mouth was big open, his mouth was gaping as if he'd swallow up the sky. In that way, he was running towards Krishna. Looked like he would drink the sky. He came. He came running towards Krishna. And he, as he came very close to Krishna, he totally turned around with his back towards Krishna, and with his two hind legs, he tried to hit Krishna, kick him. This is natural for horses. When they want to kick somebody, they use their hind legs.
घोड़े गद है या
The horses, asses, sometimes buffaloes too, bulls too, they kick with their hind legs. This is the weapon Lord has given them. He thought that Krishna will think that he is coming with his mouth open to eat him. But he wanted to trick Krishna, so he turned around and he kicked him with his hind legs. Who did he kick? Sukadev Goswami says, Arvind Lochanam. Sukadev Goswami here is feeling very sorry. Such a komal, tender body of Krishna. This beautiful boy, so tender, he had no mercy and he kicked him with his hind legs. Also another meaning of this Arvind Lochanam is that even though he kicked the Lord with his hind legs, Krishna was still smiling and his eyes were still as beautiful as before. And he was smiling. He was not afraid. There's another meaning that when he kicked the Lord with his hind legs, Lord became a little more careful. As he was kicking Krishna, his eyes went a little bit like this as if he was trying to avoid him. At that time, Srila Sukadev Goswami is meditating that the Lord Arvind Lochanam, his eyes are like lotus petals, and that he was doing a little drama of being careful and maybe slightly afraid or trying to avoid him. In this way, he kicked. When he kicked with his hind legs, Krishna protected himself. He moved and he was not hit. As much speed and strength he ran and kicked Krishna, but he was not actually able to kick Krishna. Krishna moved enough so he was not touched, and his eyes, his hands and eyes looked as if he was trying to protect himself. Because Krishna is adhokshaj. Indriya gyan gochar. Indriya agyan gochar.
जब मन भगवान को नहीं पकड़ सकता है, इंद्रियां नहीं पकड़ सकती हैं, तो पदाघात कैसे भगवान?
When the mind and the senses they cannot capture Krishna, then how can the hitting of his kicking with his hind legs capture Krishna?
ये महाराज परीक्षित को सांत्वना दे जाते हैं.
This he is trying to Maharaj is trying to pacify Maharaj Parikshit, that how can he kick hurt Krishna. Maharaj Parikshit, as if he shivered hearing this. How a small child can be kicked by such a huge mountain like mean, nasty horse. But Sukadeva Goswami is assuring him that he was not able to touch Krishna. As if Parikshit Maharaj spoke, "Oh my God," like this. एंड परीक्षित महाराज से अधोक्षज
इंद्रियां भगवान को स्पर्श नहीं कर सकती है, तो एक असुर का पैर कैसे स्पर्श कर सकती
है? दी मटेरियल senses and mind cannot touch Krishna, so how can the feet of this demon touch Krishna? So he did not touch Krishna. In this way he kicked Krishna. But the Lord moved.
पीछे ही पैर था, निकट आया था भगवान का, भगवान बड़ी फुर्ती से दोनों पैरों को पकड़ लिया।
He had kicked, he had run so fast towards Krishna and kicked him with his hind leg, but Krishna was so swift, he caught hold of his two hind legs.
और पकड़ करके लगे घुमाने, और घुमा करके
Transcendental Lord dodged the Keshi's blow and then with his arm he angrily seized the demon by the hind legs and then he whirled him around in the air.
100 dhanush, arthat 400 haath.
And he threw him in 100 bow lengths. In other words, 400 arm lengths he threw him. To do this, Krishna did not use his Virat Roop. He was still like a small boy. He was a Kishore boy. Such a tender, small body he had. He did not have to become, show his big, strong body to do this. He was just entering Kishore. It's not that with one hand he caught hold of one leg. With one hand he held caught hold of both the legs. And he whirled him. And whirled him, such a huge vishal body, the Lord threw him. He threw him so hard, 400 arm length. And then he landed on his head, and for some time he was unconscious. After some time, this Keshi regained consciousness. Why did the Lord throw him? Srila Sukadev Goswami, he says Savagyam. The Lord wanted to see what you will fight with me. You think you're so strong? Contemptuously, Savagyam, he just threw him.
Between
his body and the demon where he fell, there was a distance of 400 arms. How did he throw? Sukadev Goswami says, just like Garuda Dev, he picks up a snake and he throws it with no endeavor. Garuda Dev might have many times thrown a snake. Very fearlessly. Garuda is very fearless with the snake. So he is comparing, just like Garuda throws a snake. And then threw him away and Krishna just stood there just like before. Smiling. Not that he threw Keshi and while Keshi is unconscious, let me run away and hide somewhere. Krishna just stood there smiling. So that Keshi, when he gets up and sees Krishna, he will get more angry and he'll burn some more.
बाप रे बाप, इतना निर्भय,
He will think, oh my God, so fearless this Krishna is.
और वह लब्ध संज्ञ लब्धा संज्ञ चेतना
So while he was unconscious, but then he got up again.
चेतना प्राप्त किया पुनः उत्थित फिर उठा
And again he got up.
क्रोध से ब्याद आया
Purusha, he was so angry.
सोचा गलत किया पैसे नहीं मारना
Then he thought, oh, I must have made a mistake. I should not have kicked him. I should have left my mouth open and eaten him. So again, I should have eaten him up. Now the hand which held my two feet and threw me here, I will go and just eat that hand and the whole body with it. So this time he came, his mouth wide open. He rushed to attack Krishna. And he came towards Hari. Here, Sukadev Goswami is using the name Hari because he is going to take away his pran. He is going to take away his life.
तो मुख बाय करके जैन ही भगवान के पास आया तो भगवान इसका तिरस्कार करते हुए खड़े थे हंसते हुए स्वयं
लॉर्ड वाज
भगवान हंस रहे थे
स्टिल स्माइलिंग
करके विकराल काल की तरह आ रहा है खाने के लिए लेकिन भगवान हंस रहे हैं
दिस डीमन is attacking Krishna, he's come running towards him with his mouth open, but Krishna is just standing there and smiling at him. First, while Krishna was smiling, he showed, as Keshi was approaching him, Krishna showed him his left thumb, moving his left thumb side to side, as if teasing him. He was running towards him, but Krishna first showed him his left thumb, and then as he came close to Krishna, Krishna just put his whole left arm in his mouth. While smiling, how did he enter his arm into horse's mouth? Just like a snake, just like a person. Those snake charmers, they would make a snake enter a hole in the ground so easily. So easily Krishna put his left arm completely in horse's mouth.
भगवान का हाथ तो श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी स्मरण कर रहे हैं कि जैसे कोई सांप बिल में घुसता है
श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी इज मेडिटेटिंग कृष्णस हैंड एंटरिंग केशी'स माउथ इज लाइक अ स्नेक एंटरिंग अ स्नेक होल एंड अ होल इन द ग्राउंड
विशाल राव सपेर है हम लोगों ने देखा है किस तरह से सांप को बिल में घुसाया जाता है
वी हैव सीन हाउ द स्नेक चार्मर्स डू दिस
ठाकुर कहते हैं कि जैसे कोई
And here also Chakravarti Thakur says, just like a person to catch a mouse, he makes one snake enter the hole in the ground. He says, to catch Keshi's life, his prana, his life, Krishna entered his arm, left arm, into horse's mouth as easily as one makes a snake enter the hole in the ground. Very easily. And on this point, Srila Sridhar Swami Maharaj is saying, Why he let his left arm into the horse's mouth? This is to show how easy it was for him. People use their left hand for easy things. If you can do something with your left hand, it's very easy. That is if they are right-handed. In the Angani Asya Sakalendra, in the Lord's body, there is no difference between left or right arm. All are the same, all can do job of another. But in the world we see, if somebody does some very big job very easily, he says, oh, this was my left hand game. Sundar put his left arm. Because Sukadev Govind was coming with this feeling that I will eat the whole body of Krishna. Krishna was saying in his language, come, come, eat. Mam bhakshya, come, come, eat me. As soon as Krishna put his hand, arm in Keshi's mouth, immediately all his teeth fell out in the same way if somebody puts in the mouth a red hot iron rod. He was trying to chew Krishna's hand, but his teeth fell out immediately. He was running with his mouth open. He ran to Krishna specially to chew him up with his mouth open. So as soon as Krishna's arm was in his mouth, he tried to chew, and it was like it felt to him like as hot as molten iron, and all his teeth immediately fell out. There is explanation that now Krishna started to make his arm expand. Harisori Prabhu is saying on this point how when Krishna put his arm in his mouth and all his teeth fell out, Harisori Prabhu is saying and he was saying on this, Harisori Prabhu says dvij fell out, dvij anat also means teeth, and when he's saying dvij fell out, dvij, another meaning of dvij is Brahman, second initiated, dvija. By making the dvij fall out, what did Krishna, why he did this? He was, another meaning of this is that somebody may be a dvija, but if he associates, if he associates with a demoniac person, if he makes friendship and association with a demoniac person, a khal, then according to the Shastra, the Kshatriyas, they have this order that they can punish a dvija like this. Kshatriyas have come out of the Lord's arms. So therefore, perhaps the Lord is saying that all these dvijas in the mouth of a demoniac person, and all these dvijas, the teeth dvijas, are ready to chew up Brahm, the Supreme. So when dvijas become against the Supreme Lord and they want to chew him up, then it is the duty of the Kshatriyas to punish such dvijas. Another meaning of dvijas is teeth. Krishna does not do anything just whimsically. There is always a lesson to be learned. There is always some teaching behind Krishna's leela for ordinary people. So when Krishna put his arm in this demon's mouth, first of all, his dvijas fell out. When this demon's teeth fell out, also so much, he was bleeding profusely also, and some of the blood was touching the Lord's arms. We know when we lose one tooth, how much blood comes out, and all his teeth fell out together, how much more blood would have come out, like a river. And in Krishna's arm, it did not get any marks, nothing. Because as soon as his arm went inside Keshi's mouth, it became like a red hot iron. Actually, the Lord's hand is million times cooler than the moons, than millions of moons. But entering his mouth, Krishna made his hand just like a hot iron rod. Text number 6.
Uske daant gir gaye sab. Kyon? Bhagavat bhujas prisham.
Why his teeth fell out? His teeth fell out because his teeth wanted to chew up Krishna's body. Harisari ji is saying that why he did not want to eat the rest of the body first, why he only wanted to eat his hand first? He thought that with his hand he held my hind legs and threw me, so I'll eat his hand first. Let me eat his hand, because if he doesn't have his hand, if I eat up his hand, then how will he fight with me? So let me eat his hand first. Therefore the Lord first of all gave him his arm. Here, take my arm, eat. What were his teeth like? They wanted to chew up Krishna's hand. The devotees, they are meditating on Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's arms. Such a beautiful arm, tender, beautiful arm, he wanted to eat. All his teeth fell out. And to eat his arm, and then when the hot iron arm he was in his mouth, he started making the sound of suffering and started to kick his legs and vomit blood. But the Lord was not taking out his arm. He left his arm. His arm being inside his throat, Krishna started to expand his arm. Actually, Krishna's arm is very tender and very small, and Keshi's mouth is very huge. Just like Krishna's deity, it looks, Krishna's form, it seems so small like a human being, but within his form, the whole Brahman, the universe, the whole creation is there. But while it looks small, it's Brihad, very big, and while it looks Brihad, it's very small.
तो भगवान की भुजा गई तो बाहर सखा अभी जो देख रहा है तो कांप रहे थे डर करके, हाय भगवान ये क्या होगा, तो भीतर में नहीं देख पाए कि भुजा बढ़ रही है भगवान की।
All of Krishna's friends, they were watching and they were becoming so anxious. Oh my God, what's happening? He's eating Krishna's hand, but he did not. They did not know what is happening inside his mouth. As Krishna expanded his arm became wider and wider and totally blocked his passage in his throat. Srila Sukadeva Goswami is giving an amazing example. He is saying his arm expanded just like a disease, stomach swells because of neglect. There is a disease of the stomach. If it's neglected, it's not taken care of, stomach becomes so big. I saw one person in Banaras like this. He died. He's called Jalodhar. I don't know what is the disease, but the stomach becomes full of water and becomes big and bigger and bigger and bigger. Taken care of early, it can be cured, but if it's neglected, it becomes swelled up. This is an example Sukadeva Goswami is giving. So then, he started kicking this keshi, started kicking his legs convulsively. He had no more strength that he can pull out his arm and run away. And his arm wasn't coming out also. He wanted to vomit the arm, but it was stuck. Sorry, Prabhu is all again making a comment on this point. Sukadeva Goswami could not find any other example of Krishna's arm expanding. He gave this example of expanding like a diseased stomach swelling. He's not comparing the Lord's arm with the diseased stomach swelling. He is giving the example of Krishna's arm expanding just like a diseased stomach swelling without neglect, because of neglect.
Last millennium visrijan aur is varki samast sanskrit ke shabdon ke gyata.
But there is a reason why Sukadeva Goswami is giving an example like this. One time also I thought, what? Why is Sukadeva Goswami giving an example like this?
सनातन गोस्वामी कहते हैं कि केवल वृद्धि के कारण दर्शन, केवल हाथ बढ़ा इसके लिए, न कि और सारी।
श्रीला सनातन गोस्वामी says he is giving this example not for his arm but the how his arm expanded.
समेध माने न सब कृष्ण बाहुना जब कृष्ण की बाह बढ़ने लगी, समेध माने न,
when समेध माने न, text 7, when Krishna's arm expanded and blocked his breathing, air could not go in or out. It's called Niruddha Vayu. Cannot breathe in and cannot breathe out.
Take 7.
And he started to kick his legs. His body became covered with sweat and his eyes rolled around. And he, even though he was dead, Krishna's arm was still in his mouth. When he fell, all of a sudden, this demon Keshi's body broke up. Number 8, his body, when it fell down, it appeared to crack like a long karkatika fruit. This karkatika fruit is like a long French cucumber. When it's dried on the tree, when it's overripe, it cracks, a long crack through the middle. This is how what happened to Keshi's body.